Well, good afternoon, Delfest 10. Yeah. I tell you what, we're about to warm things up here at our herd. Everybody have a chance to see Billy over at the Potomac stage, a couple of you yesterday? Yeah. Oh, man. I've heard him described as someone who's blessed with a voice of soul from the mountains. I need to read this. With the ability to sling hundreds of notes with razor crisp precision at the speed of a machine gun. He can set the fretboard on fire. He was at Delfest here a couple of years ago, I believe, and grew up in Michigan, makes his home in Nashville, Tennessee right now when he's not on the road. That's where the bass is, I believe. The road is the home, though, right now. He's just working hard. Grew up listening to Flat and Scruggs and Doc Watson. Ended up fronting a heavy metal band at one point. Says he came back, though, to bluegrass and his father. And we're about to get a real treat. He calls him McCurry's family. He says Ronnie and Rob are his uncles. Dell is like his grandpa. Has a new album coming out in the very near future, maybe this fall. You may have seen him on the Potomac stage yesterday. We are in for a real treat this afternoon. Gonna burn it up. Please welcome to the Delfest Grand Stage, Delfest number 10, Billy String!
Good morning, Delfest. You are so beautiful. Even if you haven't showered or slept, hey, we're all there together, man. Thank you so much for waking up early and coming to check us out this morning. Wow. I'm very overwhelmed from this whole weekend. So many great musicians and great people, and Del. Oh, just getting able to see Del perform, and thank you, Del Fest. Send this out to my friend Coach, aka Drew Emmett. He was telling me some cool John Hartford stories last night.